well, let's start with, you know, where did numerology come from? People go, where did it start?
Right.
Well, actually, different civilizations have different systems. The Chinese have their own system of numerology. The people in India have their own system of numerology called Vedic numerology. It goes back at least 10,000 years, back to the Babylonians and the Sumerians, all the way through. And when it became the Greeks' time to start rising in their civilization, there was a mathematician by the name of Pythagoras who realized that numbers and music actually go together. So he was the first one who basically made the theories that made the foundation for our modern mathematics and the numbers that go with the musical notes. So he believed, and we still today, and I use his method because we are influenced by the Greeks, and that's what our civilization is based on, is the Greek philosophy, is that there are nine basic numbers, 1 through 9. That's why you'll see when you look in the e-book that there are only 9 numbers, and the 9 numbers are attached to our English alphabets. Thank you. Took me a minute. So there's simply anything past 9 is just a repetition of 1 through 9. So 10, when you reduce down, is 10 plus 0, or 1 plus 0 is 1. That's a very short, very easy way of looking at it. So that's the basis of numerology. Man has always counted things. Every system, every culture has their own system of doing it. We use, and I use, the Western numerology style. So that's the history in a very short, little tiny bite.
Thank you, Soul Play numerology camp counselor Charmaine Quintana, who's coming to us with a great basic ebook on numerology, as well as more audio information, wisdom, and edutainment here at Soul Play. Stay fine tuned for more from Charmaine. Thanks, Charmaine.